دي دبليو.
تتعمر بالناس والبنى علشان تصبح العاصمة الإدارية الجديدة.
This promotional video, half animation, half documentary, paints a beautiful picture of the mega project. A new capital city for Egypt, which will replace the ancient city of Cairo. The go-ahead for the construction of this new Egyptian capital was given by President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi in 2015. A dusty wasteland with rolling hills about halfway on the 100-kilometer-long highway that connects Cairo with the Red Sea. The access point to the new city looks hardly spectacular. Just a hut with a guard in front. He gives a friendly wave as two cars pass by. He knows the drivers, PR staff from the Administrative Capital for Urban Development, or ACUD, the company which is developing the new capital city. Behind the hut, they go through a tunnel, and there it appears, one of the largest construction sites in the world. A road network totaling 650 kilometers in length will one day pass through the new capital. Part of it is already paved. Because without these roads, the hundreds, maybe thousands of concrete mixers, excavators and other construction machinery would not be able to move through the site.
Okay, let's have a quick glance about Al-Fatah Al-Ali Mosque.
Ahmed Al-Hilali, a PR worker, stands in front of the shell of the Al-Fatah Mosque.
The towers of the mosque would reach about 70 meters high.
More than 8,000 worshippers will find space in the main room of the mosque. Only a few kilometers away is the shell of a new Christian cathedral. After all, Christians make up 10% of the Egyptian population of 100 million. Standing three stories high, the cathedral is also fittingly large.
The first one is made for 2,500 prayers. The president attended the prayers here with the Pope.
The car passes the new convention center and a hotel on the way to the future government district.
There are some preparations for the ministries to go to their new headquarters and on the middle of to his new office. On the mid of 2019, also the parliament, this would be the first...
Two more ambitious construction phases are to follow. The new capital is to house a new economic and financial district. There's also going to be an opera house, cinemas and theatres, restaurants and boutiques, embassies and administrative buildings, schools and universities. But where is all the money coming from?
Then the finance of the whole project is coming from selling land...
It's a typical Egyptian financing model. The land is sold by the state to investors. They create their plans, for example, for villas or residential buildings, and sell their ideas. Only then will construction begin.
They are both participating in it, the Ministry of Housing.
The Ministry of Housing and the military are involved in the project's implementation. More specifically, the military's engineering authority, who are responsible for the road construction plans, bridges and tunnels. The citizens of Egypt don't need to worry that the state budget will be diverted towards the financing of the new capital, Ahmed Al-Hilali says.
The project should finance itself.
So far, only Egyptian entrepreneurs have invested in the project. Several company logos are visible at construction sites. Some international investors are also interested, says Ahmed Al-Hilali, especially the Chinese. But so far, no deals with international investors have been made. Nevertheless, the first residential area is almost ready for people to move in, with 35,000 apartments complete with bathrooms and kitchens. Everything looks modest, but still nice. And this is just the beginning. 6.5 million people will one day work and live in Egypt's new capital, in 20 residential areas with 20 huge skyscrapers, one of which will become the tallest in Africa. The construction workers are proud of what they have already achieved and even say that they would like to move here themselves. Will the workers be able to afford it though? The apartments are being built by the state and are up for sale and for rent. But the prices have not yet been fixed. Presumably they will be too high for ordinary workers, although they say the salaries here are good and so are the working conditions.
Alhamdulillah.
Some 200,000 men are currently working on the construction of the new capital. Other large-scale projects in Egypt have also been creating new jobs, causing the unemployment rate to fall below 12% last year. according to the statistics office in Cairo. The new capital city is a major project for the Egyptian president, one of several. Could it perhaps one day be known as Sisi City? ACUD employee Ahmed El-Hilali says they are still searching for a name for the city, but the president probably won't agree with the name Sisi City.
DW.